The Old Testament reading for the Transfiguration of our Lord is from Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev, and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him there in the valley, in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him, for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And if we are his house, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast his confidence and are boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these things, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he had said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our sermon text today is the gospel lesson just read, Luke chapter 9, 28 to 36. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in many critics' opinion, the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, is one of the greatest science fiction films of all time, and that is even to beat Star Wars and its series. The story begins in 2001, wait, that's already passed, when a type of radio beacon is found on the moon, planted there some time ago by aliens. The United Nations sends a spaceship to the radio signal source near the planet Jupiter. Only one astronaut survives the perilous journey. He discovers, near Jupiter, that the radio signal comes from a dimensional gate in space. He enters the gate in a small space pod and is whisked through galaxies to the home of the invisible gods. At the end of the film, the astronaut is transfigured into a luminous higher being who returns to Earth. And the story could be titled, From Earth to Heaven and Back. The story of our Lord's transfiguration found in our gospel lesson could also be titled, From Earth to Heaven and Back. But this is no science fiction. It really happened. Jesus went up to the top of a high mountain to pray. As he prayed, Moses and Elijah somehow came from heaven to earth, dazzling with light in their appearance. Watching the scene were Peter, James, and John on the mountaintop. In the middle was Jesus, shining brighter than the sun in all of his celestial glory. After the disciples had recovered a bit from their shock, they noticed that Jesus, Moses, and Elijah were talking together. This was not just a scene. They were really there. Elijah had gone into heaven, you might remember, via a spectacular array of fire, horses, and chariot. He did not die, but departed this earth straight into heaven. 2 Kings chapter 2. Moses, for his part, died in the natural way, but God himself took care of the burial, and the angels then took his body to heaven. We see that in Deuteronomy 34, verse 6, and Jude, verse 9. With these two unique modes of departure from earth to heaven, Jesus would add a third mode. And that was the topic of their conversation. Verse 31 says, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus were talking about his departure, which literally in the Greek means Jesus' exodus. Jesus was going to depart this earth via a torturous death, resurrection, descent into hell, return to his disciples, and then ascension into heaven. Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus about his departure, not just because it was unique or interesting. They were talking about his death, resurrection, and ascension because their own salvation and the salvation of all the people in the world depended on it. In that sense, Jesus' departure from this earth was the most important thing that they could talk about. They were talking about the one event in Earth's history that would turn every man's death into a type of sleep before the resurrection. Jesus once told Jairus' family that his dead daughter was merely sleeping, just sleeping, Matthew 9:24. And this is true. The scriptures teach that all people of this earth will be raised from death at the last day, because of Jesus' death and resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 and Revelation chapter 20. But only those people whose names are written in the book of life will enter into heaven. Revelation 20, 12 to 15. Peter and the other disciples hardly knew what to say about what they were hearing and seeing. They just wanted to stay and listen. It's too bad that they had fallen asleep, because they could have heard more of the conversation and maybe given it to us, but they fell asleep. You know, that's kind of like when you doze off during a sermon. I've done that before. And you only catch bits and pieces, or you remember bits and pieces of what the pastor said. That's what happened to Peter, James, and John. So don't worry, I'm not offended if you do that, because when I'm in the pew, and especially if it's a comfortable one, I kind of do that too. It's not out of a lack of interest, as in the case of the disciples. Fatigue just catches up with you. You know how it is. In their case, well, they'd been mountain climbing most of the day, and just sitting there caused them to go into nap mode. Peter was there, kind of zoning in and out, when suddenly he was awakened by a change in the scene. Moses and Elijah had picked up their overcoats, and they were ready to leave. Peter said, wait, master, this is a good thing. We can make some tents for you so you can stay for a while. Now, it is not clear whether the word tent means something like the Old Testament tabernacle, which would be rather large, or the kind of shelter made out of branches in which the Jews stayed for 7 days during Sukkoth, the Feast of Tabernacles. That festival celebrated the Israelites' life with God for 40 years in the wilderness. And the Jews still practice Sukkoth today. Some of them camp out in their backyard, and you don't even know that they're doing that. Our text says that Peter didn't know what he was saying, verse 35. If he had been listening through the whole conversation and understood what was being said, Peter would have realized that Jesus could not stay on the mountain, nor could they. Jesus had to go down from the mountain, and within a short time, Jesus had to endure suffering, torture, crucifixion, death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, Jesus couldn't do all that if they stayed up there with Moses and Elijah. Jesus didn't come to earth just to talk about salvation. He came to earth to do something about it in person. While Peter was still trying to convince Moses and Elijah to stay for a while, a cloud came and covered them all. You know how it is. You can see in the last couple weeks the clouds where they cover the ridges there as you look over toward Half Moon Bay. It was just like that. Then you get into it, you can't see a thing. Sudden appearance of a cloud is not unusual on a mountaintop. Mountain climbers know that they have to keep watch on the weather at all times, because clouds and storms can come suddenly and can have fatal effects. But this cloud was different. It was connected in some way, the texts don't tell us, some way to Moses and Elijah's appearance on earth. So this cloud may not have been a natural cloud out of water, but something that had to do with their return into heaven. Clouds and smoke often accompany visions of heaven. For example, the prophet Isaiah reported on his vision of heaven, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 wings he covered his face. With 2 wings he covered his feet. And with 2 wings he flew. And one seraphim cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory.' And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. and the house was filled with smoke. Isaiah 6, 1-4. Now, whether what they saw there was a cloud or maybe smoke from God's throne, whatever it was, the disciples were afraid. They couldn't see Jesus, Moses, or Elijah for all that cloud or smoke or whatever it was. And they couldn't see to make their way down the mountain. Now, if I was there and it was a natural cloud, I would be afraid for lightning strikes. They had no shelter to protect them. And then they heard a voice, the same voice that they heard at Jesus' baptism, saying the same thing they'd heard at Jesus' baptism. "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him." When the voice stopped, suddenly the cloud was gone. The light was gone. Moses and Elijah were all gone. And it was just Jesus there in his natural appearance, telling them it was time to head to Jerusalem. Even so, it is that time in the church year when our hearts and minds turn toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem was for the Jewish people the center of their religion, and that was chiefly about sacrifice and the death of animals. The Jews had to go to Jerusalem because that is the only place that they were allowed to do sacrifices in fulfillment of the laws of Moses. It was a place different than it is today, filled with dead animals and blood. And it smelled like a barbecue pit, the burning of animals and their carcasses. Outside of the city was the Valley of Gehenna, where the bodies of the dead animals, that is the charred remains of the sacrifice, were dumped into a heap. And to the Jews, Gehenna was a pungent reminder of hell. So this is where Jesus had to go. He had to go into the place of sacrifice, of death, of hell, to accomplish your salvation and the salvation of all the world. And that is the topic of discussion for the whole season of Lent. That is the topic of discussion in heaven even today, as Moses and Elijah continue their conversations with our resurrected Lord until all flesh is raised for the final judgment. May the transfiguration of Jesus serve as a reminder that your days on this earth are numbered, that death is only a type of sleep, and that all believers will someday arise with joy to meet with Moses, Elijah, and all the saints in heaven. In our Savior's name, amen.